Dillon of the International Secret Police. Speed, Clint, and Barney almost cornered the octopus in Dr. Kingsley's home, and the attack that the criminal had planned acted as a boomerang and almost trapped him. He did lose most of his men, excepting the aviators, who are awaiting him at his secret underground hangar. So, removing his mask, since it attracts attention, the octopus starts for his aviation headquarters. The secret police, meanwhile, are eating breakfast after a hectic night, while a dragnet is thrown around the neighborhood in the hope that the octopus and Quan Wu will be caught. Just as they are making plans for the future, shots are heard in the garden and the boys rush outside in time to see Captain Dawes of the Hong Kong police enter the garden shaking his head angrily.
What's up, Captain Dawes? Who fired those shots?
Yeah, did you see the octopus?
No, some of the men said they glimpsed the Chinese Quan Wu at a distance. They called him to halt, and when he failed to do so, fired. But he escaped, worse luck. He did drop this in his haste, though.
A paper?
Yes, Speed. It seems to be some sort of map.
A map? Let's have it, Captain.
Of course.
Ain't very big, is it?
Not in size, Barney, but it certainly is in importance. Do you know what I think this is?
No.
A map of the secret hangar we've been looking for. If it is, then we have a darn good clue as to where the octopus is heading for right this minute. Come on, let's get inside and wake up Bob Gilmore.
Do you think he'd know what it's all about, Clint?
Yes, he knows Hong Kong well, and his knowledge of engineering will enable him to read this map quickly. And that's important. If this is the map of the underground hangar, we want to get to it before the octopus has time to fly out of it.
Well, here's Bob, everybody. But I didn't have to wake him up. He heard those shots same as we did and was on his way down as I came up.
Hi, Bob. How do you feel?
Oh, fit as a fiddle, Speed. What's up?
Captain Dawes almost caught Quan Wu when he got away again. He dropped this map, though.
And I think you'll be able to help us on this, Bob. Do you feel well enough to concentrate?
Yeah, how about that head of yours? Huh?
Say, I'd concentrate on this map without a head if it had helped lead us to the octopus fellas. Anyhow, I'm almost as good as new now.
What do you make of this map, then? You know, I think it's the plan of the underground hangar that houses all of the octopus's planes. What do you think it is?
Yeah, and even more important, where do you think it is?
Let's see now.
Here comes Ying.
No good, he's just in time.
Sorry I was delayed, Clint. I wanted to look over the ground where that map was found. I thought there might be another clue, but I found nothing.
We're lucky to get this much, I think.
We are, Barney. As a rule, the octopus has no maps of his headquarters or anything pertaining to them.
We're not sure that this is really important yet, Ying. Bob's studying it now. Thought we'd save time by giving it to him. Meanwhile, I have something for you to do.
Yes, Cleet?
The secret police have planes in Hong Kong, have they not?
Oh, yes. One in particular, a 6-passenger monoplane, flew in just a few days ago. One of our men had it out on other police business.
6-passenger, huh? Now, that's it.
What do you mean, Ed?
That ship that we captured from the octopus won't do us any good on our next flight, Barney. We need a larger plane, and one that we can depend on.
You mean we're going to take to the air again?
We will if the octopus does, and that's about all that's left for him around Hong Kong.
Well, judging by the past few days, I think the air is safer than the ground at that. It's a cinch there won't be any secret passages in that police plane for guys to come popping out of.
Gee, Clint. Are we really going to fly again?
Looks like it, Speed. I'll have to check with Chief Riley first, of course. But if the octopus takes to the air and heads into Tibet, we'll have to follow by air. It's the only way.
Well, who all's going?
I don't know yet, but there'll be more than just the three of us. I do know that. Bob will go, for one, and perhaps Jean and Dr. Kingsley.
Jean in the dark? But, Clint, why take them on a dangerous flight like that?
But dangerous as it is, I think it'll be safer than Hong Kong for them, Barney. Remember, the criminal organization of the Octopus is worldwide. He'll stop at nothing to get rid of anyone who might be the cause of his downfall. The doctor has worked with us too closely, helped us too much, to be safe until the Octopus has been captured and placed where he belongs.
But what about Jean, Clint? If we're going to the bed after the Octopus, that's sure no place for a girl.
Well, wait until we have to decide all that before you go worrying about it, Speedy. And meanwhile, Ying, I wish you'd find out about that monoplane, if it's in condition for a long and possibly sustained flight, and how soon we can have it. We may need it right away.
Hey, where do we get gas in Tibet?
I have the refueling station spotted on an aviation map, Barney. It takes care of Tibet also.
Well, I don't care about us taking care of Tibet. Will it take care of us? That's what I want to know.
Oh, now pipe down a minute while I finish these instructions for Ying, will you?
Okay.
Now, the telephone wires haven't been repaired yet, Ying, so you'll have to go in person. And while you're out, you might drop in at the telephone company and see what's holding them up.
Yes. The police reported that the wires had been cut, but it takes a little time for the company to send repairmen out. I rather imagine that everyone is upset about the Siang Dock affair, too. The British authorities particularly. They are devoting every effort to the capture of the Octopus.
They've got most of his Hong Kong gang, at least. That's something.
Yes, B, but as long as the Octopus is at large, he'll find men to do his bidding. Well, better go along and see about that plane, Ying.
Immediately, Clint. I shall report back here as soon as I have finished.
All right, then. We'll see you later. Well, is Dr. Kingsley upstairs still, Barney?
Yeah, staying with Jean. He was excited about the shooting until I explained what had happened. Said he'd be down pretty soon.
Oh, good.
Say, Clint, I think I've got a lead from this map.
Oh, you think so, Bob?
Yes, now look. Right here. These lines here form a peculiar pattern.
Mm-hmm, I see. It looks something like a coastline.
Well, but it isn't. From the bearings, it isn't far from the center of Hong Kong.
Can't be a coastline, then. Not unless the ocean's moved up a lot since I last saw it.
Exactly, Barney. And so, as far as I know, there's only one spot in the Hong Kong topography that would conform with that line, and that's a hill on the outskirts of the city.
Well, a hill, huh? Is it with other hills, or does it rise from open ground, Bob?
Well, as I remember, it's right on the edge of a plain, Clint.
Then that's it.
There you go with that it again. What's it?
That's the underground hangar, Barney. Don't you see? Now, clever engineering could hollow out enough of such a hill and reinforce it so that it could house a large number of pursuit planes, such as the Octopus seems to favor.
And they could use the level ground outside of the hill to take off and land on.
Yes, Speed.
Yeah, but how do they get the planes outside? That's what I like to know.
And that's what we're going to find out, Barney. Get out to Captain Dawes and ask him to come along with a detail of men. Get them into the open cars and stand ready for immediate departure.
Me too, Clint?
Yes, Bob. We need you to show us the way, because we're going to that hill right now. We may be in time to stop the flight of the Octopus.
Master.
On who? I did not think we would arrive at the hangar at the same time.
I was almost stopped by the Hong Kong police, but I managed to escape.
Good. I should not like to lose my most able lieutenant.
And you, Master. You had no trouble in getting here?
No. Without the mask, I attracted no attention. But I took a long and involved way of getting here, just on the chance that one of the clever secret police might be tracking me.
Shall we go inside the hangar, then?
One moment. I do not want my aviators to see me without my mask. There. Now let us go in.
Very clever. This small door in the side of this hill. So well hidden by bushes is it that no one would suspect an entrance of being here.
The genius of my working men, Quan Wu. This secret hangar is the one thing I truly regret leaving in Hong Kong. Constructed in the heart of this hill as it is, with that great plain as a flying field, and no habitation near, no curious onlookers to see my planes land or take off. It is very valuable to me.
Shall I close the hidden door after us, Master?
Yes. It is enough to have the great hangar doors open without chancing exposure of this entrance, too. Hurry, Quan Wu.
Yes, Master.
I don't hear the motors.
We are awaiting your coming, Master. Do not fear. The motors have already been warmed up. Everything is in readiness.
I trust that it is. Even though the secret police have no idea of where I am, I'm still uneasy. Barlow came too close this last time, Wu. It must not happen again.
It shall not, Master. By the time he learns of our departure, we shall be far in Tibet. And see, here are the men now.
Give the signal. I have a few last orders for them.
Yes, Master.
Men of the Octopus Band, we are leaving Hong Kong temporarily and are going to my headquarters in Tibet. You understand? Good. You all know the location, should we become separated. But I order you to remain in squadron formation unless danger or accident prevents. I will fly the lead plane myself and signal you what to do in such a case. You understand that? I'm leaving a skeleton crew here to take care of the hangar while we are gone and to keep me posted on local affairs. Those whom I have selected for this crew already have their orders and will remain here until further word from me. The rest of you, to your plane.
Master, the alarm is a signal of approaching danger.
Quiet! Quiet, all of you! Quiet! See what it is, Quanu. Here comes the sentry now.
Master, the police have been sighted. They come this way towards the hill.
The police? Then they know of this hangar. Marlow knows where I am.
Quick, into your plane, Master.
Start your motors, all of you. Prepare for instant flight as soon as the doors are rolled back. And have your machine guns ready, too. Shoot your way out. You, sentry, give the signal to open the hangar doors as soon as I am in my plane.
Yes, Master, it shall be done.
Quick, one move. We haven't a minute to lose.
I am to fly with you, Master.
Yes, the plane I am using is a two-seater. Come, this way.
How could the secret police have guessed where the hangar was located?
Who can tell what the secret police will guess? Barlow has a brain that is equaled only by his instinct. Here, this is the plane, Wu. Get in.
Look, the hangar doors are about to open.
Yes, and we are ready for flight, Wu. Let us see how Barlow and his secret police like the taste of our machine guns as we fly over their heads.